It says recorded. You're a good man. Thank you. We visited 3 John verse 2 last week, and I'd like to start there again if you don't mind. Not that we'll be redundant in our study, but it will help us to get geared in for the lesson tonight. 3 John at verse 2, John addressed this to Gaius. We talked about Gaius a little bit last Lord's Day. To the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, in verse 2 he says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." I got to thinking about that. And when preachers get to thinking about things, it's dangerous sometimes. But I thought, what does it take for us to prosper spiritually? And how is that like prospering physically? He addressed to Gaius that he would prosper in health just as his soul prospers. So those things were to go hand in hand and prosper one with the other and be as prosperous as his soul would be. Well, it's kind of like prospering with a physical prosperity. Has to be certain things to take place and be in play before we can prosper in our physical health. Some of us have come to know that there are certain things that befall us as we age that kind of interferes with our physical health, doesn't it? But there are certain things for everyone that I think behooves us to take a look at. In our physical health, we need a good immune system. If you don't have a good immune system, then the least little thing comes along can be detrimental and even fatal. So first of all, we need a healthy or strong immune system to ward off disease physically. Spiritually, we need a strong immune system to ward off things as well. Temptation, we need to be able to ward off false teaching. We need to be able to ward off persecution. And if we don't have a healthy spiritual immune system, then those things can be detrimental, even eternally fateful, I should say. We have to face the inevitable, that temptations and persecutions and the like are going to come our way just because we're alive on this planet. We're not going to be able to avoid them all the time. I was handed an article in the paper the last couple of days, and in a manner of speaking, there's some religious persecution going on in that article. Most people may not even pick up on that, but it's there, it's on the television, it's in our writings, it's in the news stories. Everywhere you go, there's temptation, false teaching, persecution. So if you're not spiritually healthy with a good immune system, you can fall subject to those things. With a strong immune system, we're able to take heed lest we fall, as Paul wrote in the 1 Corinthians letter, chapter 10 and verse 12. He gave us that command, take heed lest you fall. How do you do that without a good spiritual immune system? Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 17 tells us that we're not to walk as fools, but as wise. We're to walk circumspectly in this life. How do you do that without a good immune system? We're to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, Ephesians 6, at verse 10 and 11. Put on the whole armor of God, Paul would write. That whole armor helps us to have a good immune system. But just putting on the armor, if I was a soldier, just putting on the armor does not make me fit for battle. And putting on the whole armor of God is not all it takes to make us physically fit for battle in this life, in the spiritual life. We need regular exercise. If you have a physical body, which you all do, and you don't get some sort of physical exercise on a regular basis, then you end up like me. Fluffy, out of shape. You might look good, but you're still fluffy and out of shape. And when it comes to labor, it just doesn't take very long till you're worn slap out. Out of breath, sweating like I don't know what. I think I'm allergic to labor because I break out in a sweat every time I'm around it. But it's the same way with our spiritual bodies, our spiritual side, our soul, if we're not fit for battle, putting on the whole armor of the Lord is not going to help a whole lot. There's a danger of becoming spiritually sluggish. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 11 and 12, the Hebrew writers cautions those in the first century not to become sluggish. What does that mean? How would we say that we've become spiritually sluggish? If you read something and you think it's okay when it's not, you may consider yourself to be spiritually sluggish. If you hear a teaching and you don't pick up that it's a false teaching, then you've become spiritually sluggish. In reality, if you have a situation in which you could say something about the church or the gospel or Christ or obedience or baptism, and you don't take that opportunity, I should have said, 30 minutes later after the fact, we're driving home, we say, I should have said such and such. Spiritually sluggishness will get us to that point where we're all the time saying, I should have said this or I should have said that. We're not ready and fit enough to walk through that door when it opens each time. So we can become, and I think a lot of us sometimes are, can consider ourselves to be spiritually sluggish. Each of us has work to do individually. Just like that soldier in battle, we have a war to fight. We have battles to engage in. And sometimes we choose to turn our back or try to on those battles. We work better in the framework of a local congregation. The framework of the local congregation to fight the battles that are ours to fight would include evangelism, would include benevolence, would include teaching Bible classes, edification, all those things that the Bible tells us that we should do as members of a local congregation or as Christians, members of the Lord's body. If we're spiritually sluggish, those things just don't get done to the level they need to be done. There's a lot of scriptures we could cite that work to be done. Titus chapter 3, verses 8 and 14, if you're making notes on scriptures. Go to 1 Corinthians 12, verses 6, 7, and 18. We won't take time to read all those verses or not, but 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 talks about exercising ourselves unto godliness. Physical exercise is good, but we need to be exercising ourselves unto godliness in order not to be spiritually sluggish. So we need regular exercise. Regular exercise involves are being able to thrive in the battles that are before us. And amongst all that, if you're all the time working and getting no rest, you pretty soon wear out. So we also need rest. Now you're grinning. You like rest. I like rest. Rest is a good thing. But spiritually speaking, rest does not mean that we just do nothing. You can get rest by doing other things. If you've been fighting evangelism battles for a long while, you can rest and just kind of coast a little bit by studying on your own, by praying, by other things, meeting with the brethren, reading with the brethren. You can do other things instead of fighting. Whatever your daily routine ordinarily is, you need a break from that. We function best when we work and rest. Work and rest, work and rest. Anyone will tell you who's worked a 10-hour day, it's time to take a break. It's time to rest. If they continued to work another 10 hours in that same day, 20 hours of hard work in the same day will make you rest. But those last few hours of work in that same 20 hours of a day, they're not very profitable work. It's going through the motions and going through this because you're still on the go mode or in the go mode. Your first 10 hours would have been a lot more profitable, a lot more productive than the last 10 hours because you're tired. And it's the same way for us. If we're to a tired point, to a place where we need rest and fail to take it, even Jesus rested at times. He encouraged his disciples to come aside to his place on the mountain. Let's go take a break. Let's rest. You'll find that in Mark chapter 6, verses 30 and 31, as well as other places. So the Lord made us to be able to exert physical energy for a long while or for a time, and then we need to rest. That's just the way we're geared. Spiritual rest, again, doesn't mean doing nothing. Feed your minds. recoup, regenerate yourself, relax, and just enjoy the reading and the study and the prayer. And then get back to it when you've been rested. Another thing we need for a healthy physical body is a good, healthy diet. Guilty. How many of us don't have a good, healthy diet when it comes to our physical food and our intake? Junk food. Eat a lot of junk food. I saw some hands go up. Thank you. I'm not by myself. I had three honest people in the whole room. Nobody else said, I eat junk food. It's too late, Jerry. Put your hand down. We eat a lot of stuff and consume a lot of stuff that's not good for us. And we're just geared that way. I know that next Hershey bar I'm going to eat is not something I should eat, but I'm going to eat it anyway because I like it. Well, when it comes to spiritual healthy diet, that's a little bit of a different color. We need intake that provides spiritual nourishment and nutrition, not spiritual junk food. That same article that was brought and handed to me this morning is full of spiritual junk food. It really is. And the more you read it, the more it'll even almost make you mad at the junk food that's in there that people will buy and absorb. And they'll take it to the detriment of their physical or spiritual health. But we need to be about sound doctrine. The Bible refers in many places to sound doctrine. You don't have to know all the false doctrine that's out there. There's 10 tons of false doctrine that you can learn or you can be espoused to. You can be able to hear anytime you turn on a television set. You may be watching one of the most famous preachers in the country on a television set, and he's full of false doctrine. And you don't have to know every false doctrine out there. You just need to know what the true doctrine is, what the doctrine of Christ is, what the doctrine of Paul is. And the others. If you know what the Bible says, then you'll know what it doesn't say. Spiritual nutrition is so important. Healthy, health-giving nourishment involves bringing nutritious foods into our system. It's like that with spiritual fitness. If we're not bringing healthy spiritual food into our system, it makes you sluggish. You know, fat foods make you sluggish. Not healthy or unhealthy spiritual food, same thing. It'll make us to where we don't know the truth from the false of it. It'll make us to where our spiritual health takes a back seat and we become those who just satisfied with having our ears itched and scratched. You know, there's talk about that in the New Testament. There's going to come a time when people would rather have their ears tickled and scratched than hear the truth, because the truth sometimes is hard to take. But just like asparagus, the truth is better for you than a Hershey bar. The truth is better for you than the false doctrine. Those are just some things as I was pondering Paul's letter or John's letter to Gaius. I thought there's a lot of similarity between nutritious, spiritually speaking, and physically speaking. I hope that lesson will help you out. I hope you'll heed those things, and I hope you'll start intaking the nutritious. Stay with the nutritious. Stay away from those junk food things that are not going to get us where we need to be spiritually speaking, just like you'd stay away from the junk food that won't get you where you need to be physically speaking. Our brothers chose the song tonight, 939. Oh, why not tonight? Again, that brings up a good question. Why not tonight? If you have issue that causes you to need to respond to this invitation or this time of encouragement and you fail to do so, you consider yourself spiritually sluggish. If you have a reason to come forward tonight and you choose not to do so, consider yourself not doing what the Lord would have you to do. I can give you any number of reasons to respond tonight, but you know if you need to or not. The Lord knows you need to or not. And if you do respond, we'll do everything within our abilities and power to help you out with whatever the need is. You make that decision while we stand together and while we sing.